wonderful, so wonderful, your glory. Your cross is broken, mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know. Your mighty works display for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one, I love you. Beautiful one, beautiful one, my soul must pay. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must pay. You captured my heart with this love. Nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders and beauty. You captured my heart with this love. 'Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one,
Lord. Ain't God good?
Amen.
And all the time, God is good. You know, when you read the Bible and you read about all the things that I believe he was called Saul before he was called Paul. Well, he did some pretty horrific stuff. To put it bluntly, if you was a Christian, you were on his hit list, bottom line. And he believed that. He believed that wholeheartedly. But God, when it come time for him to cross over to the other side, now, this is how strong his faith was. He wholeheartedly sold out to the Lord. And he worked just as diligently to save a Christian when he got saved as he did to kill a Christian. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
But God. That's the glory of it all. Amen?
Yes.
I'm just going to tell you like that. It's awesome to see, to read. It's just like somebody flipped a switch. Somebody flipped a switch. Now, Saul became Paul. Awesome, amen. It just fascinates me. You know, I'm not gracious enough to tell a story. But God has made it gracious enough for me to understand his stories. Amen. And that right there, it's when I can when I can receive the revelation on how some of the things in the Bible really come to fulfillment, it just bubbles me over. I'm like, wow. It's just like the man laying by the gate. I think his name might have been Lazarus. I believe that's what they called that man. They told him to get on up. What happened? Up he come. Off he went. Quit begging. And start believing. Simple as that. Awesome things, man. Come on, Glenn. Come on, Glenn. Say, water, you turn. I'll get it right in a minute then. Just go right here. See?
Right. Ready. Here we go.
Might be the real way. Say, water, you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into this garden, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other.
Our God is healer.
Awesome in power, our God. God. See, into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against?
to God.
Oh,
amen. You know, I want to share about, you know, we were singing about God being greater, but we had our 50th class reunion last night, and it was good seeing the ones that made it. And, but one person, I'm not going to mention his name because it's his testimony, but I just want to share what he said. But really changed. 5 years ago, we had our 45th, and this person's wife had been given 6 months to live. She had cancer. And, you know, and he said, you know, he said everybody in the world was praying for her. But you know what? It's been 5 years, and she's cancer-free.
Amen.
They gave her 6 months to live. And this man, he said, I got on my knees. And that's the first time that I had known of him being saved. And you know what? He was a new man and just giving God, didn't care who he told everybody, talking about the Lord, you know. And I'm thinking, our God is greater, you know. And it's just, isn't it something that
yes.
I got to hear his testimony, but he got to tell it. And you see, the more you tell it, the more it's alive and it's real. And it keeps you going. You know it?
Amen.
Glory to
he
God.
He said, when they were going through it, he said one night, his wife had already gone to bed, and he said, I was there, and the door was closed. And he said, I was standing outside the door, and I heard her voice in the bedroom. And he said, I went over, and I put my ear up to the door. And he said, I could hear her in there saying, and basically what she's praying, Lord, would you just take me on, because I'm in so much pain and everything, and she was ready to go. And he said, that's when he said, I heard that. He said, I got down on my knees.
He got on his knees.
And I said, God, I can't make it without her. I can't make it without her. And I'm asking you to do something. And see, when we put God to the test, God never misses. And when the purpose is fulfilled, now that I start to say young man, that he's oldest.
You know, he was telling me, he said, you know, said Laverne, said, you don't know how much it always meant. Said you were always good. He said, I've been bad. But he said, Jesus saved me. And I said, we both just got the same thing. Mine was just earlier in life, but you got him now. We're the people that started working early and the people that didn't come in and start working late, they got paid the same wages.
Amen.
The only difference is I've had time to learn more about him. But as far as the authority and the power and the love, when you come into Christ Jesus, you've got the same thing as everybody else has got.
Amen.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
And if a God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if a God is with us, then what can stand against? And if a God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if a God is with us, then what can stand against? Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
well,
Lord.
Let me share one other thing. There was a young one of our classmates, and when I was in school, he was, 4 years behind me, but he was in the band with me. And he was always a feisty little fellow.
You go ahead and talk.
Is it not on? Okay. But I remembered him well because of some of the antics that he pulled when he was in the band. And so I went up, and I hadn't seen him since then that I know of, since I got out of school. And he remembered me. Of course, most everybody does. It was around me that when they see me, when they see this fellow without a hand, oh, that's Gerald Alford. But we got to talking, and I don't know how it came around, but we got to talk about the Lord, and he was just excited. And he said, you know, he said, we just can't do without him. And said a few more things, and I looked at him and I said, I am so glad to hear you talking like this. And he said, yeah, he said, can't get by without the Lord. And I thought, wow, you know, God knows what he's doing. He's good at what he does.
You know, last Sunday night, we got to share with Clifton and Jerry, and of course Cody was,
hallelujah.
If you've been seeing any of the videos on Facebook, sharing, you know, his testimony, okay. Deliverance from drugs, and he tried to kill himself three times, you know. And, you know, if people say, well, you know, you hear that happening to people far off. And I tell you what, it's happened in this church. I know of a man right here that got delivered from drugs, got saved, spirit-filled, walking with the God, been walking with God for years now. I know somebody that got healed of cancer. I know several that's gotten healed. And, you know, it's not like these were people far off.
I know somebody that died.
I do, too, and God brought them back. You know, you don't need to forget the miracles that have been right in front of you.
Because
people say, well, you know, it seems like they always happen far off. No, they happen right here in this church.
Yes.
And you know why? Because the word is true. Amen? Glory to God. Glory to God.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawn. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Oh, bless the Lord and bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like ever before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. You're rich in love, and you're slow to anger. Your name is great, and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like ever before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is vain, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending.
10,000 years and then forevermore. Oh, bless the Lord, and bless the Lord of my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank
magnify you,
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we worship you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Danny, would you come send your ushers forward, Lord? It's time to take up our offering for this Sunday, guys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's hard for me to stand up here and use a CD to sing this. I feel awkward doing it because this is where I learned it. You know what I'm saying? And it does. It feels awkward. It really does. But you know what? God is still here.
Amen.
And
Amen.
He's still doing what He does. Amen.
Amen.
And
but
it's all
what,
good.
Ricardo, it also gives you some... I want to say respect or enthusiasm to say, wow, we got a great praise and worship team.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I've
I
always
mean, you
thought
know,
that.
You know, I mean, you can just tell the difference. You just thank God for the music. And by the way, part of them are somewhere, I don't know where, but part of them are... Yeah, Kenzie's ministering this morning music at Bethlehem Baptist Church over in Greene
sure
County.
Is.
They're having a youth service today. She said, I don't know why they had me come. I'm not a youth. I'm 22 years old. I said, well, that's because they didn't look at your age. They looked at what they've seen you doing. And so and she said, you know, I just found out I'm going to be on television. Because, and I don't know whether it's on the cable here or not, but it's in Camelsville. But the Bethlehem Baptist Church service is always on Sunday night, I think, and on the local cable TV over in Camelsville. So so she's kind of excited about thinking she's going to get to be on TV. So anyway, she was excited, and I tell you what, you know, people from here are reaching out. They are. They're touching people outside of this building. Lots of them.
What I'm excited about is that's my daughter. That's my daughter.
Amen. And that's Bob's.
And instead of her following in my footsteps the wrong way, she's following the Lord in the right way. Amen. That's what I'm proud of. And I'll just tell you now, you come within a hair of me being over there this morning. Oh, yeah.
I thought about that myself.
Now, yes,
I really realized what a sacrifice you made me here.
Well, I'd have been right there with my kid this morning. Because I know what it's like on the other side. I don't know many of y'all in here that's had an addiction. You know what I'm saying? But now, there are more problems in life than addictions.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But God.
Amen.
He sees us
Amen.
Through it all. Amen.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
No respecter of persons. He don't care what you do. It's just as long as you ask for forgiveness. If you repent.
Amen.
Amen. That it's stuff grace. Called grace. Say, it was mm-hmm. God's grace.
Come on.
Woo, I could get started on some things, but I just kind of contain myself in here. I do. because I know there's so much in here. I've seen so much. It's sad. Some of the stuff, I could tell you some stories and make you think, wow, why are you still here? But God. But God. A lot of people don't take me as being serious a lot of times. But I tell you what, if you ever feel that I'm not serious, sit down with me for about 5 minutes and let's talk. I believe I can convince you that I'm serious about what I do. Because God's serious about what He does.
Amen.
When
Amen.
He saves you, He's serious. Amen. When He asks you to be faithful to Him, He's serious. Because He's a jealous God. Anyway, I think what bothers me the most is to see people walk through stuff. And once they get their bearing straight, once God touches them and shows them that He's got their back, well, the next thing you know, they're off in la-la land not giving a crap about what He's done. That bothers me. Because I know down deep down that it bothers Him as well. It has to. It has to. But God, being the God that He is, will stand right there like this.
Amen.
Amen.
He'll stand right there and say, come on back. I'm here with open arms. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, well, they can be patient just a minute.
I can.
Okay. Well, I believe so. Don't you, Mom?
I thought you forgot about it.
Take your foot out of gas, Mom.
I know.
But anyway, it's time to take the offering up, and I've run my mouth enough. Heavenly Father, I just thank You right now for the offering this Sunday, Heavenly Father.
Thank You, Lord.
And any other time to receive offerings in Your name, Lord.
Thank
God,
you, Lord,
we thank
God.
You for that as well. Thank You for the people that take care of this establishment, Heavenly Father. I thank You for that. Thank You for the leader of this church. Thank You for that. I ask You to bless Sister Shirley, because this is more than just coming here on Sunday morning and ushering up the message, Lord. It's more than that. And I just thank You for that, for giving her the strength to carry on and do what she does, Lord.
Amen.
I just thank
Amen.
You for that. Now, Heavenly Father, I thank You for this blessing. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There is an endless song echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring. And though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rock I claim. How can I keep from singing Your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is Your love? How can I keep from shouting Your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing. I will lift my eyes in the darkest night, for I know my Savior lives. And I will walk with You, knowing You'll see me through, and sing the songs You give. How can I keep from singing Your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is Your love? How can I keep from shouting Your name? I
I can sing in the troubled times, sing when I win. I can sing when I lose my spirit and I fall down again. I can sing cause you pick me up, sing cause you're there. I can sing cause you hear me, Lord, when I call to you in prayer. I can sing with my last breath, sing for I know, and I'll sing with the angels and the saints around the throne. How can I keep from singing your praise? How can I ever say enough? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it breaks my heart. I am loved by the King, and it breaks my heart. I am loved by the King, and it breaks my heart. Want to sing. Yeah, yeah, I can sing.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Where's Sister Shirley go?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I don't have anything else.
Okay, well.
Classes may be dismissed this
Jesus.
Week. We can dismiss the classes.
Hallelujah.
Praise and worship team, we can be dismissed.
Praise my, yes. Hallelujah. No. Amen.
Oh, don't thank me now.
Ooh, that thing is heavy. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have a word from God this morning. Amen. And the person that's delivering it is on her way to the front. Let's give the Lord a hand for Sister Shirley.